Last week, national and regional Presbyterian leaders traveled to the village of Gamble for a two-day reconciliation ceremony on St. Lawrence Island, which is located about 165 miles northwest of Nome in the Bering Sea. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Lee Jordan of Chugiak is a church elder and moderator of the Presbytery of the Yukon, which encompasses 23 churches in interior, northern, and northwestern Alaska. He says early missionaries, in what he called a well-intentioned but misguided effort, tried to stamp out the traditional culture of the people of Gamble.
They were told not to speak their native Yupik language, and that the dances that were their tradition were evil and should not be continued. And that has lasted over 100 years and is blamed for a lot of their problems. So they were looking for reconciliation and something to start the process of healing to take care of that situation, make it better.
Lucy Apatiki is a commissioned lay minister in Gamble and village-based counselor. She says the effort to bring about a reconciliation began several years ago when villagers wanted to bring drums and traditional music into the church, but some said it just wasn't done. She says the church's legacy had harmed multiple generations of people.
I really believe they had a huge negative impact because we were humiliated and shamed.
Apatiki says she worked with the tribe, City of Gamble, Village Corporation, and clan elders to organize the two-day event. Jordan says that planning paid off. He says the first day they heard talks about multi-generational trauma and its effects. The next day ended with a celebration that drew most of the people of Gamble and many people from Savunga, the other village on St. Lawrence Island.
The gymnasium was just crammed full to overflowing, a standing room only with people there, and they had the program started at 7 o'clock, and it went on with a celebration and dancing, a steady stream of dancing and drumming until midnight.
Apatiki says elders described their grievances, then church elders asked for forgiveness and offered each clan leader a plaque with a written apology. She says she saw a changed attitude at the celebration.
It was a powerful, powerful celebration. There was a freedom in the dance and the song. And in my entire life, I had never seen so many of our men dancing with such abandonment and freedom. It was powerful.
Apatiki says she hopes people will accept the church's apology as an opportunity for forgiveness and self-healing.
We're hoping that it will have some positive impact in our schools, in our high level of alcoholism and, the domestic violence. We're highest in the nation for all those things that we're struggling with, not just here in Gamble, but throughout the other villages in our region and throughout the state of Alaska.
The event also included presentations by Father Michael Oleksa, an expert on cross-cultural effects of early Christianity in Alaska, and Dorothy Bozak, a historical trauma therapist. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.